singing on.
Too late. You hear me? The tea's over.
It doesn't matter.
All right. Daf Samach Gimel.
I think I come for the
Gemara. Right on the top. We finished yesterday that Rava said to that when he dies, Rav Oshea is going to come to the funeral because Rav Oshea owes him one, because he's going to explain the Pshat in the Mishnah, which we couldn't work out yesterday, according to a Brisa of Rav Oshea. Not like Abaya, who did it, explained it according to a Brisa of Rav Safra in Ribis to Be'er Rav Chia, but he's going to explain it the top line of the page, the Mataratzna Masnisen Kavasei the Tani Rav Oshea. The Mataratna Masitsin Kava say that I'm going to explain the Mishnah according to him. The Tani Rav Oshea, Rav Oshea learned a Braisa. Haresha Haya Nesha Bechaveri Mone. If somebody was owed $100, Vahalach Va'amar Al Gurne, and he went to the guy on his threshing floor to get his money, Va'amal Tani Moisa, and he says, give me my money. So he writes, Alika Bechitim, now it's the wheat buying time, I want to get my money so I can buy some wheat at a good price. Va'amaloi, and the Balha wheat said to him, Chitin Yeshli, I've got wheat. What do you have to worry about me giving you the money so you can go off and buy wheat? I've got wheat. Just buy it from me. Shani Noisin Loch, I'm going to give you the wheat instead of the money. Say, Vasana Lakishashlav, so go and calculate how much wheat I have to give you according to the current price. That should be $100 worth of wheat. And so he's so good. Very nice. Higiyas man chitin limkar. Then what happened was, so he didn't actually give him the wheat, but it was like a sort of a futures contract almost. He said to him, okay, so now he owes him 10 bushels of wheat. No, not, but yeah, it was $100 worth at that time, which is a certain amount of wheat, yeah? So let's say 10 barrels of wheat. I don't know if you have wheat in barrels. Higiyas man chitin limkar. So the guy had on credit 10 barrels of wheat. Then what happened was the price of wheat went up to the peak time and it was time to sell wheat and get a good price for it. So he said to the farmer, Tainli chitim, give me the wheat now that you owe me, shani reitzel lemoichel, because I want to go and sell it at a good, because I get a good price now. And therefore, likach behem yain, I want to go and buy wine, because now the price of wine is low, it's a good time to buy wine. So he says to him, what do you need to bother converting the wheat into cash? You don't have to turn the wheat into cash and go and buy wine for cash. Is Amalo, yes, Liyai, and I've got wine here you can buy straight from me. Shani Nason Lach, I'll give you the wine that you wanted to buy, and instead of making cash, we'll cut out the middle man, the middle cash, and we'll go from wheat straight to wine. Save our son alike, Ishashlaf, to go and work out how much is 10 bushels worth of wheat now is worth whatever. Yeah, and you'll take that, because it's gone up now. It's worth more than $100 because it's gone up. That's why he wants to sell it. Yeah, so it's worth whatever it's worth, $150. And go and work out how much wine you get for $150
on today's price.
Kishar Shalachshav, and now I owe you, 14 crates of wine.
Okay, so it's really gone up from the original 100.
Yeah, it's gone up from the 100. That's why it's a question. If it didn't go up, there'd be nothing to talk about. It's gone up, so now he's got $150 worth of wheat. So
wine.
So he converts it to $150 worth of wine. So now he's got 12 crates of wine. Higiyas man yai limkar. Then the price of wine went up, and he thought, aha, now it's time to sell the wine.
$200 worth of
wine. Yeah, now his wine's gone up to $200 for yom maloi. So he says to him, ten li yaini, give me my $200 worth of wine, my 12 crates, shani reitzel limoichri, I want to sell the wine now at a profit. Velikach b'shemen, now I'm going to go invest in oil, because oil's a cheap price. Yeah, is on my law. So he said to him, what do you need to make cash and go and buy oil? Sherman, yes, I've got oil.
I'm doing business with Coles New World. This guy's got everything.
It was Rishon.
This guy's got everything.
He's got oil. He's got oil as well.
The only thing he didn't have was $100.
That's right. Shani Nason Loch, I'll give you the oil. Yeah. So you work out, save us, like Ishar Shalasha, go and take the value of the wine
of the
is now $200 worth of wine, yeah? Go and work out how much oil I have to give you, $200 worth, and that'll be the oil, yeah? 17 crates of oil. So you can get it, keeps going. And as a vayter, So, kulam says the Raisa im yesh loy mutter. If the guy really had it, it's permitted. Why? Because since he had it, at the moment when he made the deal, that wheat, wine, oil belongs to the other guy, to the lender. So when it went up in price from 100 to 150, 150 to 200, etc., it was his stuff that went up. There was no interest involved, yeah? So therefore, if he has it, it's all good. But if he hasn't got any, then what? Then it's a loan. Yeah, he's lending him it.
To go and buy some.
Yeah, so it's all a loan. So therefore, when he owed him 100, now he owes him 150, now he owes him 200, is then also because there's lending him money, and as it goes along, he keeps owing him more and more money. That's ribis.
But to prove this point, anyway. To prove this point that never goes through all these phases, it could have been one or two of the phases enough for any.
Yeah, but he's
point.
You know, it's a prices, so you do extra, you know. So therefore, says Rava, that's what our Mishnah's talking about. Even though our Mishnah didn't have exactly those words, if you read the words of our Mishnah, yeah. You wouldn't. You would. You could sort of put it in there, except you have a few problems. You have a few problems with the wording in the Mishnah, which we're about to discuss. But you could fit it into the words of the Mishnah. So the Gemara says, "My lokach." This is Rava finishing off. So the problem is that in the Mishnah, this case of Rav Yishai all starts off because the guy owes him $100. In the Mishnah, it starts off with lokach hemenuchitim. If you remember, it starts off. That he says, I'm going to buy money, I'm going to buy wheat now, I'm going to give you the money now, and you'll supply me through the year. That's how he blew him shut in the Mishnah, right?
So here the starting point is a debt.
Here the starting point is a debt. And that's a start. There the starting point is lokach. So Rava has to explain that, because he says that's a pshat in the Mishnah. So he says, my lokach, when the Mishnah said the word lokach, it meant lokach pahava osay. It means he started off with a debt. And with the debt, he bought the wheat. And with the wheat, he bought the wine. And with the wine, he bought the oil, etc., etc., etc. Okay. So that's how Rava learned the Mishnah, and Rav Yishai went to his Levaya. Omar Rava. Rava says, Shema min amir Rav Yishai tlas. From this brisa, Rav Yishai, we learned three things.
He needs a coffee.
Hey, I'll get you some more. You want some more?
I need something. Shema min amir. Shema min amir. The Mamidin. One second. The Mamidin Malva Algabe Peris. Or maybe it's Milva actually. That you can change a loan into fruit. The money can convert into wheat, etc. Thank you very much. That's better. You can change a loan into wheat. And we don't say that it's, oh, 1 minute, he didn't turn it into cash, and therefore he's just making, he's
getting like
it. Isra, it's a coin, yeah? We don't say, because normally we'd say you have to turn it into cash, and then you can buy things with cash. You would have thought that by changing this $100 of debt into $100 of fruit, and then the price of fruit goes up. So he makes a profit on the loan, so it looks like interest, and you would think that that's no good, so he says, there's no problem. That's number one. The second thing we learn is, when is it no problem if he's got
it?
Because that means as soon as he exchanges the money for the wheat, and the wheat for the wine, etc., etc., it becomes the property of the...
The voice of the loan is on that...
It's on that thing, but it becomes his now. Yeah. So now it's Kishar Shal Achshav. Yeah, so now there's no rip-off. The problem is that it goes up in price and he gets something worth more. And that's okay, because since the guy had it, so it's like his from now. It's like the lenders...
But that's okay if you only deal with one thing, where let's assume the quantity at the start, the quantity that he parts with is $100 worth of wheat.
Yeah, at the time,
right?
Yeah.
Correct, that's fine. But then, but eventually he sort of says, well, he never gives him the wheat.
No,
he then gives him wine. But when he's parting with wine, is he parting with $100 worth of wine?
No, $200 worth of wine. But it was his wine that went up in price. It wasn't the farmer's wine.
Yeah,
it was his wine.
But how much is the part? How much is the farmer parting with? He's parting with $200 worth of wine.
So what? Because he parted with it way back at the beginning. When he gives it to him, he's not parting with it then. He's parting with it when he says say at that point he parted with it and he got it. So now it went up from 150 to 200.
But it's his own that went up.
It was his own that went up. It wasn't the farmer's stuff that went up and he's getting
it. Correct. Yeah, but I'm saying, at the second phase, the farmer's at work parts with wine, right? The first phase, he parts with wheat.
Yeah.
Second phase, he parts with wine.
Yeah.
Is he still parting with $100 worth of wine, or is he parting
with wine? He's parting with wine because now he's exchanging it for the wheat. And he's exchanging it not for wheat that was a debt, he's exchanging it for wheat that was belonged to the other guy. So as long as the appreciation in price happened in the possession of the receipt of the original lender, then there's no interest involved. Because you gave me wheat and it went up in price, good luck for me. You gave me wine, it went up in price, good luck for me. Yeah. If you didn't give it to him, then it would be a problem because you're giving him extra later on. That's why if he hasn't got it, you cannot say that it belongs to the lender at that point. Mm-hmm. And when is he getting with it? As you say, he's padding with it only later. And at that stage, it's worth 150, not 100. So that's no good. Yeah, that's why it's important that he has to have it at the time. And then you can say at that point is when it went to the possession of the lender. So that's the second thing we learn. We also learned that we're going to agree with Rav Yanai to Omer. Rav Yanai Mali Hain Mali Domain. Rav Yanai says that you can make a deal, sort of like a futures deal, I guess you'd call it almost, with both either money or the fruit. Because Hain and Domain, they're the fruit is the same. Just like you can make a deal with, you can give money ahead of time and say you're going to supply me grain later. Yeah, that's what he basically is doing. He's saying, you're going to give it to me later, but it's the deal is now. He says, it's the same thing the other way around. You can do it with money as well. For example, the Itmar, where's the argument? Rav Omar Oysen Amon of a Peris. Rav says you can do a deal with Peris. Like you say, you give the money, Ba'amon means on credit, I guess you'd say. You give him the money now. Credit or it's opposite?
Trust,
yeah. You give him the money now, and you fix the price. You fix the price now, yeah, and that's the deal. And you hand over the money, and then he'll give you the payers as time goes on. And even if the price, goes up or down, it belonged to the receiver, so therefore it's no problem. But you can't do it the other way around. Give him the fruit, and he'll give you the money later. Yeah, that you can't do, says Rav. And Rav Yanai Yomar, what's the difference? Rav Yanai Mali Hei Mali Demayin. It doesn't make a difference as long as you fix the price now. Yeah, then whichever one he handed over, if he handed over the money or he handed over the fruit. At that point...
So according to Rav, how can you ever buy on credit?
To take something with payment in the future.
Yeah, but you're only giving it back whatever it is that you owe.
Based on the time of Lekicha
That's exactly the thing.
No, you can buy payments on credit, he just said.
Yeah.
What's the problem? You can't do it the other way. No, because what's happening is there, you buy on credit. If you give them the price that you agreed now, then you can do it. Yeah. If let's say I buy on credit from you, and I say, "Hear me, you put aside for me a box of wine. I'm going to come and get it later." Right. So you're giving me the wine now, and I haven't paid for it. And then by the time I turn up, the price has gone up. Yeah. So according to Rav, I can't give you the new price. I'm going to give you the old price. Yeah. And according to him, he says no, because by the time the deal happened then, and then at that point it's
so Ravi's saying,
it's just like the money went up in price.
So Ravi's saying that you say to Yomi, give me a case of wine, and yeah, I'll pay you later, and you hang on to it for me.
Yeah.
So clearly it's your wine. So you've got all the achayis on that wine. And all you've got to do is you've got to pay him $100 for that case.
No, but he wants to charge me.
He wants saying that now the market in the
he wants me to give more money.
Yeah.
Yeah,
well,
it's
of course
it can. Rihanna says he can.
If I put aside that box of wine for him, it's at that price which we must have at the time.
Correct.
If I didn't...
No, Rihanna says like this. Him. Just like if we made a deal and the wine went up in price.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it belongs to the lekeach, the buyer, the buyer's wine. So if the money went up in price...
The purchasing power was higher.
Yeah, the money went up in price and the wine went cheaper.
Mm.
Yeah.
So the revach should be to the lekeach.
So you still got it... Yeah, no, the lekeach loses out. If the wine went down... Yeah.
Yeah, so you're taking delivery of wine.
You've overpaid.
You've got to pay more. So I've got to pay you more.
So if I put the box of wine on special 2 days after I put it aside for you...
It's very like for me, I don't get the special.
Yeah,
basically
that's
what he's saying. Yeah. Okay, now the Gemara asks Meisavei. The question is Kulim Yesh Le Mutar. This question is he's getting the money. It's over here. He's getting the money. It's like getting money for the wheat. Yeah, when he gave him wine for the wheat, so he's getting. It means if he has it, it's mutter. The question is on Rav. Rav says you cannot give the fruit in advance and get the money later. Yeah, but here it seems like that's what he's doing. He's giving him the chitim. And what's the money in this case? And the money is the wine, if you like. Yeah. So he owed him chitim, and later he gave him wine, which was like money compared to the wheat. Yeah, so, and it says if he has it, you can do it. So why can't you do? So why does Rav say you can't do it with Domin? As long as you fix the price at the time, then later on, it's like the deal happened retrospectively. In other words, we're treating the wine as if it was money here. When a guy says, give me my wheat, he says, I'll give you wine instead. It's like the wine is taking the place of money. It's Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav, Bishav Moshe. So Rav would say that only works if he actually made a kinyan on the Paris. He did a Mashicha. Once you did a Mashicha, then it's Mamashis. So that's why it's okay if he has it. Not just Yeshloi. We were saying if Yeshloi, then it belongs to the buyer. He's saying not just if he has it, it belongs to the buyer, but he has to actually do a kinyan. He has to go and pull it. Fred the Gemara, Ibn Moshach, if you're talking about when he made a kinyan on the staff, Tzrich LeMeimar. So of course it belongs to the buyer or the lender in this case, if he made a Mashicha. What's the thing to talk about? Hello. But what does it mean? Go to Yichel Karen Zavis. He didn't actually do Mashicha, but he stuck it in the corner. Yeah, like a put away.
But it's his place. He said to him, that's your boxes over there.
Yeah, your boxes over there. So even if he didn't do a kinyan, when he says your boxes over there, then it works. Shmuel Omar, Hamani Rabbi Yehuda. Shmuel says, no, the reason why it works in the Brice as a whole is only according to Rabbi Yehuda. It's a Das Yochin. What does Rabbi Yehuda say? The Omar Tarecha Beribis Mutter. Rabbi Yehuda says a one sided ribis is mutter. What do you mean a one sided ribis? That at the time when you do the transaction, it might be interest, it might not. Yeah, if I lend you $100 and tell you have to pay back 110, then there's no question about it. Yeah, at the end of the day, you're going to have to pay ribis. But if I tell you that you're giving me wine with wheat, with dos mit yens, then... you don't know what's going to happen. You don't know what the market fluctuation is going to be. So it could be that'll be interest, it could be that won't. And according to Rav Yehuda, if it's only a maybe, then it's okay. Tzad Echad means maybe. One possibility, yeah? One possibility is that there'll be interest, and the other possibility is that there won't. So Rabbi Yehuda says, that's okay. It's only no good if it's definite. The Tanya, we learned in a Braisa, Reisha, and they should have a man of a guy owed him $100, also they said, Deyo Mecher, and he said, you know what? You take my field. If I don't pay you the money, you'll keep the field. It'll be a sale to the field. And then at some point later, he gets the money, and he gives him the money, and he takes his field back. So what happened over here? It was Mancha Mecharechol Peres. If the seller, or in other words, the original borrower, yeah, who's selling the field, is still eating the apples off the tree while the other guy's got possession of it, is mutter. Then it's okay because he lent him $100. He's giving him back $100. Yeah, but if Lekeachol Peres, if the Lekeach, in other words, the lender, is eating the fruit divider. So what happened? You lent him $100, and then you got to eat a whole lot of apples, and then he gave you back $100.
So your revach is the apples.
You've got extra apples for nothing, yeah? It's also, then it's interest. The apples are like interest on the loan. So that's what the Tanakhama says. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Af bizman shalakeach eichel peiris is mutter. Even if the lakeach eats the fruit, it's permitted. Even if they're the lender. Why is it so? Because it's a maybe. Maybe he's going to get the money and buy his field back or redeem his field, or maybe he's not. It might be that it belongs to the lender forever, and therefore when he ate the apples, he was eating his own apples. And since it's only maybe, therefore Rabbi Yehuda says it's okay. And Amar Rabbi Yehuda says, a maysa, I'll tell you a maysa to back up my opinion. He did this, and he was instructed by Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, who was the Nasi for a while. And Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah told him that he could do such a thing where he owed him money and he gave him instead the field as a security, as a whatever. And the lender was eating the apples while he was waiting to see what happened. And it was okay, because maybe it would never end up being giving back the field. They said back to Rabbi Yehuda, Misham Raya, you're bringing Raya from that story of Baisus with Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. You got the story wrong. There it was the seller who was eating the peiris and not the buyer, and therefore there was no interest. Okay, so there's a machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. Is my benayu? What's here? It doesn't mean my benayu halacha. What does it mean? What's the basis of the argument? What are they arguing about? Omar Abaya. So Abaya said they're arguing tzad echad beribis ikir benayu. Abaya says they're arguing about where it's only a maybe. It's a 50% chance that it's going to come to ribis. Rabbi Yehuda says that's mutter. And the Chachamim say that even though with a 50% chance, it's also Osir. Rava Omar, Rava says, no, we're talking about a different situation over here. What happens is that the Moicher, the Lakeach is eating the Peiris. That means the lender is eating the apples. So what's your problem? That it's going to be interest? No, we're talking about where he gives back the apples. Well, he ate them already. He pays for the apples. He pays for the apples. If he ate the apples, and then the other guy comes out back with the $100 and gets his field back, but meanwhile you ate his apples, so you pay for those apples. So therefore there's no... At the end of the day, he's only no ribbis. He's getting back only what he lent. Yeah? So is that okay or not? I mean, at the time when he's eating it, it is interest, but then he pays it back. Sort of. So that's a ribbis al-manas la-hachsir. Yeah, you're eating the extra apples, but if you end up giving back the field, you're going to pay for the apples that you ate. Yeah, Ika Binayu, that's the machlokes. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, that's okay. As long as he pays for the apples, if he ends up giving it back, it's all right. And according to the other guy, even if he plans to give it back later, he's not allowed to eat the apples in the first place.
And then if he doesn't pay back the $100... So therefore we say he had the field already...
That was his from the time, that's right.
Therefore he's entitled to it.
That's right. Okay, Omar Rava says, Hashadam Rabbi Yanai, turn the page. Now that Rabbi Yanai said to turn the page, Mali Hein Mali Tmeyem, that anything you can do with fruit, you can do with the money. Is Amrinon Mali Tmeyem Mali Hein Ami Amrinon. Mali Hein Mali Tmeyem Amrinon, since we say that you can do the other way around with the money and the fruit, is Mali Tmeyem Mali Hein Nami Amrinon. It can be the other way around as well. That means, Peski Moshar Shabashuk Afal Pisha Ein Lai. And that's why you can fix if you know what the price is, even if you haven't got. So remember, we said Yeshloi that it's all okay if he has the fruit in his hand. Why? Because then, it's like at the time when the deal was struck, that's when it now belonged to the recipient. Yeah. So he's saying a step further. Yeah. Because I don't care if you're giving the money now or the fruit now, we can make a deal. As long as we know what the fixed price is in the market, even if I haven't got it in my hand, it's okay. Why? Because you could take the money and go and buy it somewhere else. So you don't need to actually, the guy doesn't need to have the wheat in his hand, because wheat at that price, he could, if he wanted to, he could go next door and buy it from Yirmiyah, and then you'd have it. So therefore, that's because it's a fixed price. So therefore, even if he hasn't actually got it in his house, but he can get it next door, then it's okay. It's Esaver of Papa Rav Huna Breda Vishula Rava. So now they asked. So these guys asked Rava. 1 minute, Kulan the Brisa said, "Im yesh lemoter, it's only okay if he's actually got the fruit. Imainly is osur." So what do you mean that if it's a fixed price, then even if he hasn't got it, it's okay? It says clearly that if he hasn't got it, it's not okay. It's Amalahu Hasam Halva. That's because over there it was paying back a debt. And Hachas Vini, I'm talking about when you sell it. Yeah, if you go to a case where he's selling one thing for the he's selling one for the other, then it's okay because you can take the money and go and buy it somewhere else. Okay, Rabba v'Rabbi Yosef Tarmi Chavayu, my time Amar Rabban and Peskim Shabashuk. They both said, why is it that the Chum said that you can make a deal if you've got a price in the market which is kavua, a fixed price? So then you can make a deal off of Pisha Engla, even though he hasn't got the actual produce. The Amalei, because you can say to him, take your toiva that you gave me, you did me a toiva, you didn't do me a toiva because I can get it next door for the same price. Take your toiva and throw it into thorns. Maya, honestly, what did you help me by making this deal? If you gave me the money, I can go and buy it for the cheap price in Hilly and Shilly, like Victoria Market, yeah? So that's what Hini and Chili means, Victoria Market. So therefore, that's the whole point, yeah? So because you gave them money, you gave them fruit, it doesn't make a difference, because you could take the money and buy the fruit and give it to you right away if you wanted to, on the same day, at the same instant, and therefore there's no problem.
Just down the street from Prometheus.
Yeah, it's Amaleya Bay, that's right. Amaleya Bay, Rabbi Yosef, Abaya said to Rabbi Yosef, Ela Meyata Oy Bazoi, Mutaluve Sa Bisa. It should be permitted to lend Sa Bisa. What does that mean? I lend you a barrel of wheat, and you give me back a barrel later. Yeah, when the price has changed. Yeah, because we know that that's awesome. And he says, but according to this, it should be mutter.
Fixed price.
1 minute. But the fixed price is okay. Why? Because he can say, I can go and get the money. Is mishum the matzi yomel? He can say the same thing to him as well. Shkili tivusech v'shad yachiz. We can say the same thing to him. I can go and get a barrel of wheat somewhere else. So what? You're not doing me any favors. You can throw it on the thorns. So he says to him, no, the Amalei chiti the kachi vakol boy. It's pretty much what you're saying there. That he says, the wheat went up in price. If it was in my if I left the if I had kept the wheat, yeah, then it would rain on them and they would get
spoiled.
They'd get spoiled, yeah. So therefore, it doesn't make a difference whether it's with you. I mean, if I would have kept them, it wouldn't have been worth the same as it's worth now. So when you're giving me back saw besaw,
who would have kept it? The buyer?
Yeah, one second.
I never understood this whole saw besaw business.
It's because it's not understandable.
No, if I have a box of flour and you borrow from me a box of flour, so you're not allowed to give it back because maybe the price went up. No, I didn't buy it for an investment. I didn't buy it because the price was going up. No, I bought it because I need flour. Now I'm not interested in your money back. I need my flour. I want to bake cake.
Yeah, but if it's available at the time, yeah, it should be. So his question is, if it's available at the time, it should be permitted because he could go and get that saw now. So he says to him, even if you got the saw now, it would still go down. By the time you're giving it to me, let's say it was mine, yeah, I would still lose money. Yeah? So therefore,
is this part of the question?
This is the answer. Yeah, this is part of the question. He says, I'm a lachita kacha baka boy. I would have lost the money anyway. You haven't done me any favor by giving me back saw besaw. Because you're giving me back. If I would have kept the saw, original saw, in my place,
so I've ended up exactly.
So
with
whatever
what I had.
Would have happened to my saw happened to your saw. So you're giving me back. So you're not doing me any favors by giving me back saw by saw. So it should be mutter. It's on my lay. So he says to him, "Hasa malva. Why is it no good? Why is saw by saw no good? Because you're lending it. Ahachas vini. That whole logic works only when you're selling. Yeah, but when you're lending, then you can't do that. Amalei adabarab la rava vaboy la meisav zuzu la safsira. 1 minute, if he was, how can you say he didn't help him? He helped him by having not have to pay a commission to the broker. When you go and buy commodities, you have to pay a commission to the commodities broker. If you buy it directly, then you don't have to pay the commission. So he helped him with that. As Amalei, the Kayav Danami, he gives them that money as well. So he gives them he pays brokerage as well as the price of the wheat. He says that if you got money, you don't need a broker. Because everybody comes, if you're the Gvir, everybody comes to you and says, can you buy, can you buy? You don't need to go and look for a broker to go and find your wheat to buy. So therefore it's okay. Okay, next. Someone who gives money when the market is not... Tara Harifa means the early market. In other words, the market isn't clear and settled. Yeah, it's called a sharp. It's early. It's no one knows what's going on yet.
It's rough.
It's tarich lachzuyu lebeidori. So he has to go to the threshing floor to be there. If you're going to make a price on the wheat when the market isn't settled, you have to go out and stand there by the wheat. So the Gemara says, Lamai, what for? If to make a kinyan, he's not making a kinyan. Because what are you doing? You're strengthening the deal that the guy should say, oh yeah, he's bothered schlepping out to the farm, so that means he's serious about it, yeah?
So if the guy doesn't deliver, it's Mishapara.
If the guy doesn't deliver to Mishapara, it's Kilo Mishazinami. Even if you don't schlep out to Shepartun to the farm, Mekabule Mishapara, you'd still need to make a Mishapara because you made the deal and you're backing out. So he says, La'ilam Mekabule Mishapara. In order for the deal to be one where you have to get a Mishapara, is only if he actually turns up at the farm and stands there by the wheat and says, I'm going to buy that, yeah? So that otherwise there's no Mishapara because the guy doesn't really think he's going to go through with it. If a guy sits in the koilal and says, I'm going to buy wheat from you, the guy doesn't really believe it, and he'll sell to someone else or buy from someone else. So you're going to think that what happens to a person when you buy at the early market, you don't really know what's going to happen. So what you do is you give money to two or three farmers, yeah. And then you'll work out which one you want to go through with it or not. Yeah? So if we're sitting in the coil and I give money to a whole lot of guys, deposit. Yeah? And then later on I'll see which one I want to go through with. So the guy doesn't really think that you're going to give it to him. Because he thinks he's giving deposits to everybody and he's going to cancel the deal for most of them. So he's not so mechtas. So therefore there's no mishapora because he knows that there's a good chance he's not going to go through with it. But if he actually schleps out to this guy's farm, some chataiti, now he's already relying on it. And then if you back him out, then he gets a mishapara. And if he doesn't go out to the field, Amar Allah, he can say to him, Amina, I thought that in other words, he went and sold it to somebody else. So he says, I thought that just like you gave money to a few people, and I thought you didn't turn up to the field. I thought you must have found someone better, and you don't want mine anymore. So I went and sold it to somebody else. So there's no mishapara. He's entitled to say that. Now that we said that the mishapara is based on whether he is relying on it or not, I feel ashtecheh b'shuk. Even if he didn't go to the farm, but he met him in the street, and he says, by the way, I'm serious, I'm going to you, Dafke. And so he tells him, Beferish, that he's not just going to play the market and see which one's cheaper, but Dafke wants it from him, and then he's a Mishapara of there as well. All right, we'll have to leave it here. I'm sorry.